The indicative terms of the facility are as follows. The lenders here are the Deutsche Bank, Nativis Net Bank Limited of South Africa, Standard Chartered Bank, Société Générale SG, the Bank of Tokyo Mitsubishi, and DZ Bank as co-arranger. The interest margin is LIBOR plus 0.675%. The commitment fee is 35% on interest margin. The flat fee, which is a participating and arrangement fee, is 0.725%. The legal costs and other expenses amounted to $66,000. Security margin is assignment of cocoa contract for 110% of the facility amount. Underwriting level here is fully underwritten. Estimated cost, including legal fees, is 35,721,416.67. In view of the significant contribution of the cocoa industry to the economic development of Ghana and the need to secure a financial facility to ensure a continued cocoa purchase in the country, the committee, after a careful examination of the request, recommends to the House to adopt its report and approve a resolution.
The use to which last year's funds were put. So if you look at it, on the industry cost, 304 million cedis goes to the cocoa disease and pest control program. Another 380 million cedis goes to the high-tech fertilizer budget program. And then a whooping 570 million goes to roads. We need to start asking some questions. If we are borrowing money to do cocoa roads, and for how long? Yes, if the roads are needed to cut the cocoa, I don't have a problem. But how many of such roads are we going to build, and for how long? That is the question Parliament must avert its mind to.
The investment of the road-related infrastructure to support the cocoa sector itself is to facilitate increasing and allowing for the ease of the cutting of the cocoa beans to designated places. Mr. Speaker, the other important issue is that these are selected cocoa roads in cocoa growing areas. It is an investment which itself will ease and facilitate the cutting of cocoa.
We know that if cocoa production is to increase in our country, then we definitely have to look at the aging trees. It would appear on the face of it that the 154 million which we are going to use this year for replanting, you know, it's not just for replanting, but it's for exciting those which have been affected by the swollen shoot disease also. And I think it is important that we look at some of these figures with a view to realigning them. For example, the Farmers World Scholarship Scheme, which is capped for the present year at 5 billion. Certainly, it would do no harm if this figure, for example, were doubled by reducing what has been allocated to roads.